Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. You know, when I was in college, social media wasn't quite out yet. It was just starting to come out. I believe it was AOL with email groups and small little chats that costed money to join. And I remember telling my professor that I would like to see how this new trend was going to affect our mental health. And my professor's like, oh man, yeah, this will be interesting, because we both knew social media was going to become a really big deal. And I wanted to study that through a holistic and through a mental health lens. Now, my professor gave me permission, and I got to do my internship on social media, which is something we should truly enjoy. But it also creates a great deal of chaos and mental health issues. And I began to think. I was unsure about this social media thing. And when I walked into it and I started my internship, first I had to join groups. I also had to create groups and run them. It was a 250-hour internship, so I figured I had plenty of time to see where this was going to lead. And so I started a depression group, and I started since I was in recovery, an addiction group. And I also joined a group about maintaining positivity. And toxic positivity had not been created yet, because it was created by social media. So it was okay to talk about being positive. And it really was a fun little group. And I had a series of groups. And so I started in, and I began to see how it affected our mental well-being. Now, something I noticed in my very early social media groups was that there was always going to be someone who needed to argue. There was always going to be someone who knew all the answers, who found negativity in every post. And I mean every single post, somebody found something negative. There was always going to be somebody who made it all about them. And there was always going to be that one person who absolutely knew more than everybody, and they would always be right, you would always be wrong. And there was always going to be the drama kings or queens. But what I discovered was there were going to be people who simply enjoyed it for what it was and who got a great deal of health tips and everything. And so even in real life, what I notice is face-to-face, there will always be those people who stand out for the same reasons as I mentioned. It's just that social media made it bigger and louder. And decades have passed since I did that internship and that study on social media. And I learned so much about social media and the effects it has on our mental health. Now, social media certainly has its benefits. And what people don't realize is that social media can never be a replacement for real-world connection with others, face-to-face, not screen time, but face-to-face, because it activates the hormones that alleviate stress and makes you feel healthier, happier, and more positive. So first I want to say social media is not going to replace real-life contact. And here's the other thing. Spending too much time engaging with social media can actually make you feel more lonely and more isolated. It can exacerbate mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. And then you have that feeling of sadness, dissatisfaction, blah, frustration, loneliness, fear of missing out. Boy, that's a huge one. They call it FOMO, and it's big. I've gotten to witness it too many times, but social media also can be fun. It was meant to be enjoyable, and it certainly at times can be so enjoyable. I just see a lot of negative trends in social media because I've studied it for so long, but one of the biggest trends that have impacted our lives with social media is mental health and how anger is growing because of social media. In fact, this is what I think. The more likes and comments we get, the angrier we get. Yeah, 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 they're no good. Yeah, they're this. And I read somewhere that moral outrage is just justifiable anger. And it's disguised as frustration in response to an injustice. And social media has become a huge place to express it. I think it's because of the algorithms. Who knows? But I heard someone say, we don't live in the digital age. We live in the digital rage. Wow. You know, but with all that said, I need to confess, I like social media. It really does have a place, and it's important to remember that it's fun. I get a great deal of clients from my social media and my podcast. I advertise my music events. I advertise my radio. I see tons of people use it to advertise their bands, their events. And I'm a foodie. And boy, do I love recipes and pictures of your food. And it just makes me a happy little camper. I enjoy funny memes or thought-provoking memes. I enjoy social media when used with balance. And with that said, I have to remember that social media activates the brain's reward center and releases dopamine, that, you know, feel-good chemical. And I used to be a cocaine head, and I'm in recovery 34 years. But I have to watch that dopamine feeling that I get from social media. And I also have to remember that social media does have an impact on mental health. And it certainly provides opportunity to enhance mental health, great support groups on Facebook. But it's discovered that it can lead to poor body image, increase cyberbullying, and cyberbullying is at its peak. We compare ourselves to others when we see everybody do these selfies and they doctor them all up because you don't know what the person really looks like anymore. And it opens the door to addiction and can lead to isolation because people spend more time on social media, drinking their beers, doing their thing, and they spend less and less time with real interpersonal interactions with each other, to touch, to feel, to hug. Sadly, it has increased the suicide ideation and actual suicide. Many of it is because of cyberbullying. So social media also has great things, as I said. I no longer get in arguments and on social media, and I ignore people who always have something to say that's better than yours, that goes into long paragraphs, that tells you that you're wrong and they're right, or that bully, that shame. Ugh. People that air their dirty laundry with breakups, scroll past it. People who are arguing with you, scroll past it. We all don't have to agree. Social media requires balance, and if you want good mental health and not being so angry or hurt, balance is the key. And I think the first thing is to create a healthy social media habit. So for me, I have a tracker on my phone, and it tracks how much time I spend on online. So I keep my social media use far under an hour a day. I also turn off all my notifications, really. Who wants to think it's healthy that your phone goes off every time somebody posts? Good grief. That's addiction. Turn off your notification. Call a friend and go out more often. Learn not to take things so personally, because people will go out of their way to get you to react. because maybe social media is all they have. And they like reactions. So be careful. Remember, you have the ability to control your social media, how it affects you, with complete, utter balance. Use social media for enjoyment and pleasure, not because it's the digital rage. For now, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.